Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. Appreciate you folks stopping by Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available as we bring you the next collection of guys as we count down the days to the 2022 NFL Draft. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level is the NIU standout. I like to call him a hybrid. He's a little bit of a Landon Collins, if you will, a Mark Barron back in the day when he was doing his things. But I think Lance Devoe, the standout from NIU, I think he kind of fits that bill. But we're going to find out more about him, and he's going to describe that in his own words. With that said, Lance, welcome to the show, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's treating me good. How you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. We appreciate you stopping by. I had to text one of your teammates, so we'll get into this right off the top and have a little fun. I texted your teammates. I said, listen, what can I have some fun with Lance about? He said, ask him about Ethan Hampton's Walker in the talent show.
Yeah, I remember that. So basically, you know, we did a little talent show, you know, to have some fun with the guys. And Ethan decided, you know, he wanted to, you know, come after me. And so he decided to pull out, you know, the cane because, you know, I was technically the oldest guy on the team. So he pulled out the cane and, you know, the rest of it, you know.
Excellent. And you can thank your teammate, Husky teammate, for information. Is that fair enough?
Yeah. That's my guy.
Yeah, and it was just, yeah. Right before we went live, I was like, you know what? I forgot I had Clint on. I think last week. I said, let me find out. So Lance, I mean, you got a lot of excitement about you. You know, I was watching your highlights and what I could pick up, and I love the way you play the game. I love the way you fly on the ball. You know, it seems like you have a knack for just kind of sliding through defenders, getting behind, you know, the blockers to make the play. But have you always been gifted from a very young age? Were you the better kid in Pop Warner Pee Wee if you were playing way back then?
I wouldn't say I was necessarily, you know, the guy on the team, but I would like to say, you know, I was usually one of the key players on the team. And actually, I tended to be probably the biggest guy on the team back then. And then, you know, got a little older, and, you know, some guys just kind of started outgrowing me. But yeah, you know, I always, you know, felt like I've been like a key component to, you know, the teams that I've been on. And, you know, so that all I want to do is basically contribute to the team. So
definitely, and you've done that. And was usually, and I don't know if your growing up was any different, but did that kind of hamper you? I mean, did they have you on the line because you were the bigger guy? Did you have to play in ages above you? I know there's sometimes you're almost held back if you're a little bit bigger than the other kids.
Oh well, actually, they did it a little bit different back. You know, when I was playing Little League, it went based on weight and not age anymore. Well, now I know it's based on the age, but back then it used to be based on weight. And I actually used to play D-line because I was one of the bigger guys on the team. I used to play D-tackle for my for my team. And then as I got older, started transitioning to linebacker, DB, all those type of things. Even played a little bit running back then.
Cool. So how hard was it for coaches to say, hey, Lance, you know what, we're going to switch you? You know, guys love the football in their hands. I mean, that's why guys usually love playing the game, especially if you have a little taste of it on the defensive side. Did you? How much running back did you play, and when did you know the defense was going to be the position that got you to the point where we're talking today and you're training for the NFL draft that's a few months away?
Well, pretty much I was playing both ways, you know, all the way up and through Little League football up until my last year. So I kind of used to split the time playing running back and playing on defense. But, you know, that it was kind of like that last year of Little League football that kind of, you know, made me start thinking about, you know, what would be the best position for me as far as for my future. And, you know, just talking with, you know, with my dad and everything, you know, we thought the best thing would be for me to play on the defensive side of the ball because, you know, nowadays you're definitely gonna need defensive guys, you know. Not saying that it's not like that for offense, but you know, defense, I felt like that was kind of, you know, like my calling.
Fair enough. And, you know, and I think that's when you really are a true defensive guy, when you want to do it. It's just not something you're forced to do. It's something you crave.
Yeah.
And it's obviously got you this far. And again, I just love your reaction. I love your speed. I love how you accelerate to the football. Those are all the things that I think scream when I watch the film. In your own words, Lance, what do you think teams are going to love? When they start breaking down tape of you, if you're in that film room, what do you think they're going to love about you? I call them your hallmark home run abilities that are going to pop off the tape.
I would say, you know, just my effort on the field, football IQ. You know, I like to harp on, you know, being the guy that, you know, doesn't give up on the play and, you know, make sure I'm running to the ball every play. And, you know, just studying my opponent to the point where, you know, I can pick up certain tails or, you know, be able to see a certain formation and be able to kind of have an idea of what play they might try to run. And, you know, it'll help me – it'll give me a quicker step to get to the football. So, yeah, you know, just my effort to the ball, even my physicality, you know, I feel like I have a lot of things to bring to the table that, you know, an NFL team would like.
Definitely. I mean, like I said, you're that hybrid guy. I mean, your body size and your game fits today's NFL in the way that teams need – speed. They need guys that can cover a lot of ground because there's a lot of guys on the opposite side of that football that can do a lot of quick things as well. What goes unnoticed?
Yeah,
and I just
definitely
asked this question to benefit you. Maybe the defense you ran where you couldn't showcase certain skills, film junkie, weight room warrior, team captain, great in the community. What do these teams need to know about Lance DeVoe Jr., all academic, MAC 2021? What do they need to know about you, my friend, that can help you fall in their good graces around draft time?
Definitely team captain. You know, I took pride this year in, you know, being more of a vocal leader because, you know, we had a very young team. So, you know, I felt like, you know, I needed to be that guy to, you know, help pave the right way for these young guys. And, you know, I felt like, you know, I definitely did a better job of doing that this year. And, you know, and then even in my early years, my earlier career, I was more in that rover role versus the last couple years. And this past year, I wasn't able to really, you know, show my covering ability. But I still feel like I have that ability to, you know, be able to cover, you know, tight ends or, you know, even possibly a slot. You know, I still feel like I'm athletic enough to do that as well as play in the box.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff, Lance. Do you get comparisons? I mean, I mentioned Mark Barron and Landon Collins at the top of the show. But are there any other guys that you might try to pattern your game after or just get comparisons to?
Comparisons, I haven't really got too many comparisons, really. You know, just the typical the hybrid linebacker type of role. You know, being able to play outside the box, play inside the box, you know. But as far as comparisons, you know, nothing really. You know, just the whole title of the hybrid linebacker.
Definitely. And that's fair enough. And how about this? Because we have you on the show. I see so many variables across the internet. I mean, I've seen you as high as 6'2". I've seen you at 6 foot. I've seen you at 222. I've seen you at 215. What is your height weight?
I'm about 5'11", 6 foot, and around 220.
Very enough. See, and the best part,
yeah,
now, if I put
nice
that
though
on Twitter, man. Listen, that's why I ask. And listen, if I put what you just said down, somebody on Twitter is going to mock me. They're like, "Where'd you get that?" I'm like, "Well, we had Lance on the show. He said, if you want to take it up with him, you can, but it's for another day." as you prepare for this, are you training anywhere? I mean, what's the everyday lifestyle right now as you build up towards pro days and workouts and all the things that come with being in your position?
Well, I'm actually training down in Davie, Florida at a facility called Perform. And basically, day-to-day for me, you know, we start off on the field in the morning, get a little bit of a break in between, you know, be able to get us something to eat, you know, let our bodies recover. And then we lift in the afternoon. And then after lift, we have treatment. And that's pretty much my day-to-day, Monday through Saturday. And Saturdays, we have yoga.
Oh, wow. So you're definitely full bore. How long have you been down there?
Well, I live down here, so I've been back home since after our bowl game back in December. So since
okay.
a little bit before Christmas. And I started training in January, early part of January.
Excellent. Yeah, that's right. Europe kid. So how far is the facility from
yeah.
home?
About 25 minutes.
Oh, cool. So that's perfect. So you get
yeah.
to actually literally
yeah,
stay at home,
yeah.
go to the training and come back. Yeah, that's excellent. Let me ask you
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Is Lance DeVoe looking in the mirror a little bit more each day, seeing all the definition from this grind that you've been doing Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. You know, in my eyes, you know, people are telling me like, oh, man, I see you getting bigger. But in my eyes, I feel like, you know, I kind of look the same because I see myself every day. But, you know, I can definitely sometimes, you know, I can definitely, you know, tell a little bit of the difference. And, you know, I feel different in the weight room, you know, hitting certain numbers. Let me know that, you know, I'm actually progressing. So.
Yeah, that's excellent, man. Hey, Lance, listen, so appreciative of you sharing some of your time with our audience. We loved having you on. We're almost out of time. But before we let you go, we'd like to have a little bit of fun with you. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, it could be anybody on that NIU coaching staff. What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice, something that was a complete no-no, and if you did it, you were probably going to catch some hell for it?
Probably would have to be my linebacker coach. If he didn't catch us running to that ball, best believe you will be running off that field to the sideline.
And the fun part about that is you would think that would be a question that we get typically the same answer, and very rarely, Lance, do we. I mean, if we do 25 shows in a week, we might get something
uh-huh.
that's sort of the same off of two guys. Most of them are always, you know, don't spit on the field. Your shirts have to be tucked in. You got to have in knee pads. You know, it's always
yeah.
it's just crazy that every coach has some different sort of thing. Let me ask you this. Monday morning, when you arrive at Perform in Davie, Florida, to do your training as you prepare for pro day and the NFL draft, you're going to be the trainer. You're going to pick one of the trainees that have put you through hell. You're going to flip the roles. You're going to pick one of them. Who are you going to pick on the staff, and what are you going to put them through?
I probably would pick our strength coach. Name is Zach. And I definitely would put him through an upper body lift because, man, those Fridays, man, it's some good work, but best believe he's putting us through it. But, you know, it's all to get the best results out of us, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're there for. They're there to make you the best. And then the final one, it might be hard to believe as we sit here on Super Bowl Sunday to think that the draft is right around the corner, but I promise you it is right around the corner, and this thing's going to fly once this game ends later
Definitely.
Tonight. That said, who is the best cook in your family? And on draft weekend, when you're waiting to hear your name come off the board, what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
The best cook definitely have to be my mom, hands down. Been cooking for me since I've been a baby. as far as a meal, probably some nice soul food, you know, some chicken, maybe some collard greens, macaroni and cheese.
Nice.
Sweet potato pie, some dessert.
That
sounds about right.
Yeah, that does sound about right. It sounds delicious as well, Lance. Listen, man, hey, great career. I'm based in Youngstown, so I get to see a lot of MAC football. So I've been fortunate enough to actually put the binoculars on here. It's always fun to have a guy on the show that you've actually kind of seen play live. And like I said, great career. I'm sure those Husky fans are going to miss seeing you do your thing. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
No, I appreciate you having me.
No problem at all. Once again, Lance DeVoe Jr., the standout from NIU, here on the C2P. So much to love about this young man and what he brings to the table. And again, he is that prototypical hybrid linebacker safety, flies to the ball, very aggressive. And I love how he mentioned, that's why we bring it up, he mentioned that rover role that they kind of got away from on that NIU defense. But it's something that, you know, he can do and he did do. He just wasn't asked to do it later on in his Husky career. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.